Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I think I might have just spoke with you about a military spouse thing and then making the claim. So I looked in the handbook and it says, am I eligible for benefits if I quit due to the relocation of my spouse? That's in the Alabama handbook, and I was just a bit unsure. So I can't file in Alabama. I have to file in Nebraska, even though I was unemployed now because of a PCS.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't speak with you, so what's going on now?
Oh, okay. So I'm trying to file a claim, and I went through the initial login information, and it says, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government? I did, and then I moved, and I had to leave my job because we were moving due to a PCS. So I selected yes, and it's telling and not letting me file it. The last person I talked to said,
No, go ahead. What you said? I'm sorry.
The last person I spoke with said I had to file in the state that I came from, but I looked in the claims and benefits questions and answers off of labor.alabama.gov, and it says as a spouse of an active duty member, you may be eligible for unemployment benefits. And I just had to submit that we were moving and our relationship and stuff.
Okay, I got you. Give me one moment. Can I have your social security number first?
Sure, 416-45-8894.
And you need to file for unemployment, correct?
Yes.
First time filing?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Hi, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. Wait. Could I have the correct spelling of your first name, please?
Kaylee, K-A-L-I.
And I'm going to repeat the social just to make sure it's correct. 416-45-8894.
Yes.
Okay. Kaylee, K-A-L-I. What's your last name?
Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T.
Date of birth?
10-10-95.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I did, yes.
Okay. What's the highest you completed in school?
Associate's degree.
What is your mother's maiden name?
William.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state were they issued in?
Alabama.
Okay, may I have the license number, please?
I'm sorry, what?
May I have your license number, please? Driver's license number?
Yes, give me just 1 second.
All righty.
It is 852-8480. Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit or the Alabama benefits card. Which would you prefer?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit or the Alabama benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have the routing number and account number, please?
Yes, let me log in right quick. Okay, so the routing number is 256-074-974. The account number is 704-332-0865.
That routing number is 256-074-974.
Yes.
And the account number 074-332-0865?
Yes.
What's your mailing address?
21 County Road, 1141, Coleman, Alabama, 35057. Yes.
You said Coleman, Alabama, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What's a good contact number for you?
305-489-9996.
Okay. 21 County Road, 1141, Coleman, Alabama, 35057.
Yes.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Okay, one more. Okay, you said no. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military?
Yes, I did. I was a spouse, so I worked a civilian job while my husband was active, and then we moved home on orders.
Okay. You have worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months as well?
No, not as a civilian, no. I was a military member. Got out in 2019. So,
okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Are you filing for a disaster unemployment assistance, which is you had a severe thunderstorm, or a flood, or anything, or damage to property?
No.
Okay. When was the last day that you worked?
Oh, goodness. It was March 1st of last year, because then I went to school full-time.
Gotcha.
After that.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since the what?
Most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm attending school online.
What are the days and hours?
It's just 1 3-hour class.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Only like a day shift because I don't have child care.
Okay. Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess under 40. We'll do 30.
3 miles.
30.
30. Okay.
Yeah.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
You said lowest hourly wage?
Yes.
15.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
Do I work what?
Through a union hiring hall.
No.
Did your employer give you a return date to return to work?
No.
What was your job description?
My previous job description was a nutrition assistant.
Are you searching for work in your current occupation?
I am somewhat. I'm waiting on a licensure exam as well.
What's the name of the employer you were working for?
My last employer was Nebraska Medicine, Sodexo. S-O-D-E-X-O.
So do you have any wages here in Alabama?
No, not since 2015 when I joined the military.
Right. Okay. So, yes, you will have to file in Nebraska because you don't have any wages here. I thought maybe you had wages here in Alabama within the last 18 months. You could have filed in Alabama, but since it wasn't in the last 18 months, you will have to file in Nebraska.
Okay, even though I'm in Alabama because of the
right.
military?
Yes, you. Only reason why you're filing with Nebraska is because you don't have any wages within the last 18 months here. So you have to file there because that's where your last job was at. Those wages weren't made in Alabama. They were made in Nebraska. So all your wages are there. So you have to call Nebraska and file there. And once you start working here, if you was to start working and you had wages, you would combine them because you had more wages in Nebraska than you would have Alabama.
Okay. Is it relevant that I paid Alabama taxes at all, or is it wages?
It's not that. You just don't have no wages shown because it only goes from the last 18 months, and that was in 2015. That was more than 4 years ago. So you have to file in Nebraska because that's where your wages are, your most recent wages.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry for the inconvenience. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a blessed and better day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.